Alright, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Here we go. Oh, do a little stretching. Get a yawn out of the way. Okay, here we go. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is, what? Right. This is episode 201, starting a new era. Today's episode is DC Comics Convergence number 6 through 8, or Let's Do the Time Warp Again. I am Chris Mosby.
I'm quitting. No, I'm Caleb Gerard.
I'm Murray Fox. And you know what I just heard?
What?
Really old news, but Time Warp stuff brought it back. Yeah. What's his name? I was going to say Tim Allen. I would prefer it if it were Tim Allen. The guy from Time Warp.
Yeah.
Tim Curry.
He had a stroke like 3 years ago.
Really?
I heard that too. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I heard that they're doing a remake of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and he's not going to. He decided not to be in it.
He can't.
Well,
unless he plays the professor. What's his name?
I don't know, but that seems like I heard he doesn't want to even be involved. So.
Yeah, Murray, I saw that too. Scott Coles posted that picture of him on. Facebook. Yeah.
That's probably where I. It put the whole Time Warp thing in the back of my brain.
I don't even think I saw it there. I think I saw it like when I was reading about the Tony Awards or something, and there was a picture that popped up of him, and he looked like, I had no idea. Poor stroke guy.
Yeah, it's too bad.
But I guess it's old news because it happened years and years ago, so sorry.
Yeah, it's funny.
Really we watch
Psych frequently, and there was an episode where they did a Clue tribute episode. And it had, you know, a couple of the actors from it, and for some reason it had Garrett Morris as the butler, and we were like, I wonder why Tim Curry didn't do it. Yes, we know he did an earlier episode of Psych, but it would have been really cool. And then, of course, this was probably around the same time he had his stroke.
Yeah, so, that's probably it. Exactly.
Ask, question, answer. So
there you go.
The more important question is, Murray, what Beach Boys song did you add to your playlist?
I haven't decided yet. There were some I had not heard of, so I had to listen to them. So I haven't added any yet, but I will. I'll probably add two or three. I have like six. I think I have six on my beach playlist. Like that's it is strictly just a beach playlist.
That's my dad's favorite band, I think.
So I have. Let me see here.
Isn't Dick Dale in there?
No, I don't even know who that is. Sorry.
Look up Dick Dale. Do it. You'll be happy.
Echo Beach I have Vacation by the Go-Go's, Rock Lobster.
That's a good one.
Meet Me on the Beach, Rockaway Beach, Sunglasses, because you wear sunglasses on the beach. That's it. I need a few more beachy songs.
Hmm. All right. I will endeavor to find some for you. Because
it doesn't have to be Beach Boys, but it should have the word beach. Or vacation, or be like beachy. And it needs to make me bop, so that when I'm driving, it drives the kid banana cakes.
play that that one I sent you. I put a link to a Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing a cover of a Beach Boys song. So,
alrighty, I will enjoy playing them all tonight. Anyway.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, do you know who's not on the beach right now?
You.
Wonder Woman, Batman, and Cyborg, because they are up in the...
Convergence. We're going back to
JLA satellite. Do they have a satellite
now?
No, they don't. They have the Hall of Justice thing.
Yes.
Yeah, Convergence number 6. I guess they're in the Hall of Justice. I forget where they are.
I don't know.
Where's the JLA base? They must be based in the Hall of Justice, I think.
You know, I don't really even know anymore.
I don't think they're on
their satellite crashed. And was brought
Flash,
down right? And yeah. No, it was brought down during the Forever Evil, remember?
Yes, I remember. They were on it was on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So maybe they are on the beach.
Was it Echo Beach?
No, it was Happy Harbor, if I remember correctly.
Happy Harbor should have a beach song.
You'd think.
I bet they have a band. I bet they have. I bet what's his name? Snappy Snap Snap plays in a band.
Snapper Carr? I'm sure yeah. he does. Man, we are off the rails on this one.
Wait, anyway. We've got this issue here by Jeff Lobdell and. No, it's not. Jeff King and Scott Lobdell.
Yep.
And Ed Bennis on art, which I find surprising.
Yeah.
He got like a. Anyway, I don't mind his artwork. It's kind of, you know, pretty.
Yes, I agree.
But, you know. Anyway, so Wonder Woman, Cyborg, and Batboy there are in the JLA headquarters.
They're in the Satellite of Love.
First we've seen of, like, the new 52 crew, really, I think, in the series, isn't it? They haven't really shown up before now.
I believe you're right.
It's been all Earth 2 and Brainiac.
They call it, quote-unquote, our universe. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's our universe. Oh, and they're talking to the Martian Manhunter. Anyway, they know that, like, there's this big something happening that they need to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. That's what they feel. And we get the Justice League Canada team, because that's what they are, baby.
Yeah,
and they agree
just,
that
the I don't know why. Disturbance. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't remember. If this was a thing with the 52 Superman, but I just realized, and I didn't catch it at the time, that they're out in space without any kind of spacesuits or anything. Isn't that like pre-crisis power set for them?
I thought Superman.
Whoa!
Could always go in space.
Yeah, Superman's great. You know, Superman's very powerful or was pre. Reconvergence, New 52, so...
Okay, that's fine. And continue.
Yeah, so they're exploring... Ooh, and this is what they see. They see, like, a big planet or Earth or something pushing its way into our universe.
Universal hemorrhoid.
Oh, ouch. It needs to be lanced.
Yes, it does. It's quite large.
Jesus.
And the Oracle is watching this planet come through.
Yeah.
And Oracle
not Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, no, not Barbara Gordon. It's somebody from the Superman books that I'm not really familiar with. He looks kind of like a big...
Yeah, that goes back...
A statue.
Yeah, that thing goes back all the way to that Camelot Falls storyline that Busiek did. That's the last time I saw that character.
But oh, really?
Yeah, that's where I remember seeing it first. Now, whether they've used him again since then, I don't recall.
Yeah, he did. He came in briefly... I would say 6 or 7 months ago, there was a storyline in the Superbooks. So.
Okay, gotcha.
Alrighty, so everyone is showing up, all the space heroes. Ooh, even Blue Beetle. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, I saw, I didn't recognize him in that.
Yeah.
I didn't see him first.
The same thing, but he's there.
Yeah.
Ooh, and even that guy, that Nix Uotan guy from Multiversity. He's watching everything. Darkseid's watching it. Everybody's watching this planet come into the... Into the universe, and they're all like, you know, they're doing the Scooby.
Uh-huh.
And then I think they hear, I was going to call him Per Degaton, it's not that, Deimos. They hear Deimos's offer that he makes to the Convergence people.
He was absorbed already.
Yeah, he's telling them all, you've heard my offer, if you pledge your loyalty to me, you all get to live. If you refuse to acknowledge my power, you and your city will all perish. And we're watching all the various convergent planets hear that jibbity jip, and they're all deciding: are they going to join them? Are they not going to join them? Deimos is having a little conversation with Yolanda Montez because she's kind of bonded with him. They're having a thing. They're having a moment.
Mm-hmm. And you know, he's got claw things coming out around from his head, and she's got claws, so they have something in common. So.
Of course they do. Of course they do. And, you know, she's kind of playing around with the, should I join him? Should I not join him? Mm-hmm. He would probably like a little handmaiden. That's really what he's looking for.
I'm thinking so.
Yes. So then we flash into some of the Earth 2 people. Because there's the Flash.
Yep.
And
oh, very good.
I know. And we get to see some of the Convergence people duking it out. So we've got the Earth 2 gang fighting the Somebodies, and you
the
got
extremists.
Right. And you've got the
Lord
pre-Flashpoint
and
Titans.
Oh,
and look at that beautiful picture of Donna. Donna Troy.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Ed Benes.
She's all sparkly and star-faced.
Yes, Ed Benes, that's correct. That's great.
Yeah. He does do beautiful women. I'm sure he does beautiful men, too, but there's no beautiful men with Starfields here.
No.
So, you know, typical, it's the fight. It's some of the fights that we've been seeing in Convergence kind of, you know, stretched out a little bit. They're all duking it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're all fighting. Fight, fight, fight. More fights. Brings in more people.
Fight, fight,
fight. Fight.
I like the little touch there. Grayson's from Earth 2, and Starfire's like, Nightwing, is that you?
Mm-hmm. Leave it to her to find Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Billions of people out there, and that's who she bumps in.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because you know what? His Barbara Gordon is all smushied up and dead, and her Dick Grayson is not feeling her anymore, so the two of them can hook up, and everything will be happy again the way it should be.
Gotcha.
The way it should be.
Uh-huh.
So the Flashes meet. We got Earth 2 Flash meeting Earth... I want to call them Earth 1, but
well, I
guess it's the Earth 1 Flash, isn't it?
That one is the Wally West one. So, yeah.
Well, Earth kind of one.
And then, anyway. Well, he literally runs into Barry Allen here in a little bit.
I know.
But that's, yeah. Well, that might
so
be
they're all
kind issue.
Of making plans. They defeat the bad guys, and they're like, are we going with Deimos? Are they not going with Deimos? And, of course, these are the heroes, so they're like, we're going to fight this Deimos dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, heroes have all banded together. They're a team. Go team.
You'd think there was a crisis or something going on.
You would think there's a crisis, because then we meet. You're right, because that was Wally West. We do meet Barry Allen Flash, Barry Allen and the new Jay Garrick meetup. Everyone's happy, happy. They're all joining up. And Nightwing? Dick Grayson? Sorry, he isn't Nightwing yet. Or is it Nightwing? No, it's still Dick Grayson.
No, he's going to end up being Batman of the new Earth 2.
Dick Grayson pre-Batman.
Currently is no Nightwing in the comic books.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
I believe you were right, sir.
8 million Robins, no Nightwings. Bummer.
I thought they were going to do that, though, in weekly series, but I don't think they ever did that. I think they got a little fan outrage, and it's like all of a sudden that character's named Bluebird now. But anyway, I really don't know because I never finished that.
That's okay. So Dick Grayson goes to what looks like Stonehenge, sort of. And
Wait a minute. I want to just touch on their little back and forth there. You know, he's Superman saying, I've been listening to everything on this planet, and you really shouldn't talk to yourself. No, he didn't say that, but he's telling Grayson to, you know, try to talk to Telos, and he said, and
that's right.
If you're anything like the Dick Grayson I know, I trust you'll figure it out. So anyway, I just wanted to comment
on that. That's good, because it lets us know that Dick Grayson in any continuity is a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's respected as someone people will listen to.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure, because he's got all Batman's skill and none of Batman's psychoness.
Yes, that is correct, sir.
He's a charming mofo.
He is charming.
Yes,
and
he's
got a good butt, by all accounts.
Well, I wouldn't know.
That's what Devin Grayson said.
Well, yeah. Don't get me started on her.
Alrighty, so he goes to, like, Stonehenge, and he calls up Telos, and Telos comes up out of the ground like one of those aliens. From the Earth 2 TV show. Do you remember that show? I love that show.
I don't think I ever watched that, but four or five episodes, so no, not very well.
Good. It was very good.
I heard it was.
Mm-hmm. And then NBC canceled it and brought on Mad About You. And I was not going to watch Mad About You, but I did. And it was, it just wasn't, you know, Earth 2. Anyway, back to Telos. Pardon me?
How could you not?
It had Murray the dog. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Murray gets sidelined again and is a dog. If he's not a doorman, he's a dog.
Oh, Murray, will you ever win?
Someday. Someday there's going to be a main character named Murray. And he's going to be the romantic lead, not the comic relief or the dog.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it, man.
Living the dream, Murr. Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Or a Muppet. Did you know there's a Muppet named Murray?
No, I was not aware of that, sir.
There is. That's
very
probably the
interesting.
Setting the bar high. You can Google it. You'll find him. He's orange.
I trust you. There for a moment. I trust you.
Alrighty, so Telus and Dick, they have this nice conversation. Telus is starting to feel bad about all the crap he's caused.
Did we ever find out what the hell his true name is?
He finds out. Nobody else does.
Okay.
And really, it's
none of our business, I guess. Yeah, okay.
We're just the readers. Mm-hmm. Dick is convincing him. Dick is doing a motivational speech, and Telos is kind of, you know, he's listening. Mm-hmm. And Dick tells him, you know, that you control the planet. You are this planet, so you're pretty powerful, buddy. And if he helps everyone else find their homes, he might find his own home, and then he realizes he might find his own name, and he's like, ooh, I'm in.
As long as I get something out of it, I'll help you.
That's it. I'm going to help them all. They were all cast aside, forgotten, but they live now. Dick Grayson, and we get another view of all the multiverses. It's actually a kind of cool panel because we got like that hive,
Well,
design, and then you got like the multiverse Earths like streaming across the page, and you got all these characters from different timelines. It's lovely.
Yeah. I want to try a roll call just for the fun of
the character. Alrighty, so then we get the good guys, and they're coming up to meet the bad guys.
All right, on the top panel we have Earth 2 Green Lantern. You got Ultra Boy. Not really sure. He looks pretty young. It might be a Legionnaires one even.
I think it's a reboot. Yeah.
Yeah. You got Captain Atom up above Superman, and I'm thinking that's maybe a pre-crisis Superman. Maybe. You got Starfire.
Yeah, he's got underwear.
Yeah. and you got the Superman of Earth 2. You got Supergirl, pre-crisis Supergirl. You got a Superboy clone.
The good one.
Yeah, the Donna Troy / Troya, depending on, you know, with Cyborg. I don't know who that blue character is there, but you got Blue Beetle's ship, which not very drawn very well, but, you know. Then we're down here, we see...
The character above the Blue Beetle ship is maybe a Legionnaire.
It's very possible. Oh, yeah, it's Cosmic Boy.
Yeah.
I just zoomed in, because he's there... by Ultra Boy on the next panel.
Excellent.
So then on the next one down, you got Cyborg again, Starfire with her bare back. Got Poison Ivy, you got Catwoman, you got Superboy in the leather jacket. you got the one-handed Aquaman, or the harpoon version. Elongated Man. That might be the one-armed Red Arrow there. Some Red Robin action. Tim Drake. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right by him. You got Steel. I'm not sure what... That's when he still had a cape, so that's probably right around the Death of Superman time. Captain Atom, pre-crisis Supergirl, Earth 2, Val-El. You have the Stephanie Brown... Batgirl, because I believe in a couple panels back you saw her and she was in a purple outfit. You just can't tell from the distance.
Yeah, I think that's her. It's just she's just kind of miscolored.
Yeah,
she was the star of the Convergence Batgirl book. So
that is correct. And you got Fastback from the Captain Carrot's Zoo Crew.
In the Speed Force, Convergence Speed Force book. So.
Yeah, I still haven't read all those. I've got them all, but I haven't read them all. I got behind. And I believe that's a pre-crisis Batman because a lot of the one whole week took place on pre-crisis Gotham, so I'm going to go with that. And that's more likely the Wally West version of the Flash over on the right because, and I'm guessing this because there's a slight, the only real difference between their outfits is the Barry Allen Flash's lightning belt was straight all around. and Wally West came to a V in the front.
Right.
God, I can't remember. I can't find my socks half the time, but I can tell you the difference between those two costumes.
Yep. And so, they tell Deimos to hang it up, and he's like, "Ha ha ha, no." Because the very next page, we get the bad guys. Bring on the bad guys.
Who wants to try that?
I'll give it a go.
It's going to have to be you guys.
We have got Flashpoint Ocean Master.
Yep.
Flashpoint Aquaman. Is that Orion of the New Gods?
A Flashpoint Aquaman type character, I forget.
Okay. We got Deathstroke, we got bad Captain Marvel. Like Kingdom Come Captain Marvel?
No, it would be also Flashpoint Captain Marvel.
Oh, Flashpoint, okay.
Flashpoint Captain Marvel was Captain Thunder.
Well that's because Captain Thunder,
yeah.
I think that's just Shazam and Black Adam. I really do.
I don't think it's regular Shazam.
Well, it's not. Like I said, Captain Thunder was totally different in Flashpoint, so I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. In between his legs, we got two dudes I don't recognize.
They're from the Extremists.
Okay.
That guy with the tentacles coming out of his back is one of those as well.
He's also an Extremist. Okay, so then heading back up to the top, we got... I was going to say Per Degaton, but that's not him.
I think he's an Extremist as well. So is that guy with the light around his head.
Okay.
Not a villain.
Well, not a villain, but they're siding with the villains.
Yeah.
So we got.
They did the Lord Havoc and the Extremist thing. I remember that during Countdown. They're like evil versions of the Marvel Universe if you looked at them. So, like, that guy between the legs, there's, like, an evil Wolverine. And, I don't know, if I remember correctly.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, we got Ultraman and Superwoman and Flashpoint Hawkman, mm-hmm. Black Adam, Owlman, Lex Luthor, an Extremist with the tangles.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's Flashpoint Green Arrow.
Actually, that's Kingdom Come Green Arrow. Those are Kingdom Come.
We got a Johnny Quick. We got a
Owlman.
A Jade.
Yes, Kingdom Come Jade.
Yeah, we got a Kingdom Come Superman, Kingdom Come Wonder Woman, probably Flashpoint Hawk Woman, Flashpoint Wonder Woman, a Gorilla Grodd, a Huntress.
Yes, I think that's Earth 2's Huntress too.
That's crazy. She's been duped. Anyway, so it's bad guys versus good guys, and that's, mm-hmm. of course, our cliffhanger. Kill them all.
Kill them!
Do it, and the world is yours.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
A big punch-em-up issue. Well, a big setup to the punch-em-up issue.
Yes, exactly. Except right.
Probably the punch-em-upper.
I already forgot who we said was going to go next.
I will go
next.
Oh, yes, exactly.
I will go next. So we've got Convergence number 7 with Deimos is back to us, and he's got Telos by the throat and a bunch of heroes and villains anti-heroes are coming in. We got Charlton, Captain Atom in there. We've got Parallax, pre-crisis Supergirl, pre-crisis Batman, Harley Quinn riding back of Plastic Man, Donna Troy in her Wonder Girl goodness,
uh-huh.
Val L from Earth 2, we have John, what the hell is this? John Irons is...
Yes, John Irons, you're right.
In the Steel outfit. We have some version of Captain Marvel Shazam, and I'm going to presume it's the good one, and then of course we have pre-crisis Superman, because as you pointed out earlier, he has underwear.
Exactly, sir.
And that's also how we knew that it was the pre-crisis Batman, because he has the yellow circle.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun. They're coming at us, all 3D. And an alternate cover, pretty cool one, with Catwoman getting her face licked by Crypto. And
I missed that. They don't put alternate covers on Comixology anymore.
A sketch cover by Brett Booth of Wally of Flash, and a Clash of the Heroes and Villains by Tony Daniel, which is actually cool, though kind of uneven. They have Pre-Crisis Supergirl against Owlman. That's not going to end well for Owlman. Or Parallax versus the Joker, which also will not end.
I would assume no.
So, the issue opens up. Every clock on Earth just stopped. Temporal and antimatter energy readings are off the charts. Wherever that planet is coming from, it's no place good. Then I'm ordering everyone to pull back, Cyborg. I will not retreat, Superman. I am curious. We're talking at this point. This issue is called Showdown. It's got Jeff King and Scott Lobdell as the writers. Aaron Lopresti is now on the pencils with Mark Wallace inking. Peter Steigerwall is doing the colors. Travis Lanham. Letters.
Let's and a bunch Lanham.
Of other, oh,
and a bunch of other people doing stuff. Covers and things. And Oracle is talking about, I see all past, present, and future, so why am I not blind?
Well, your mom tried to tell you about that, but you wouldn't listen. Oh, sorry.
Its hand is all. Yeah.
Yay!
And we have New 52, Cyborg, Wonder Woman, and Batman again, somewhere.
They're going kumbaya.
They're going what?
They're kumbaya. They're holding hands.
They're holding
hands. Do, 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 do.
All right. And
hey.
I feel like I missed a beat there. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I threw that out of there.
Okay.
Not bad.
And they're retreating as Oracle is not retreating. And Batman's wondering where the hell Superman is, and I'll be there in a second. You need to get away from here. You're not completely... I don't know when that happened, but I guess he's not. And Superman is rescuing pre-New 52 Apollo and Engineer from the Authority. And I know that's pre-New 52 Apollo, simply because it is.
Yes.
And I know these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is New 52.
They rebooted that within the New 52 universe at least twice, so.
That's right. And he is bringing them back to wherever this headquarters is, and we've got Stargirl, Guy Gardner. Who is that in the – oh, that would be – is that Alana Strange? Or yeah,
I think that's Adam. He's a boy.
Oh, it's Adam Strange? Okay.
Yeah, her outfit's blue. His is red.
All right. So we've got Justice League Canada here, along with a Red Lantern back there in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And who's that with the white hair? The Parallax?
It was in the previous issue. It was a Green Lantern I'd never seen before, and he had some kind of weird, funky thing on his head. So I have no idea who that is.
All right. Well, in any case, they're trying to get Oracle to tell them what the planet is and how can we save everyone, asked him. He's got a really flat face. I don't know what that's about. And there is a Rock'em Sock'em battle going on with Deimos watching over him. And I suppose we could do a roll call there, but there's a lot. Oh, God. Jeez Louise, my reader is getting away from me here. Hold on. Bear with me. Come on. Stop. Stop.
Let's see. You got...
We got
do it.
I want to try the game. Give me a shot.
Okay.
I didn't get
hey,
anything.
Go for it.
Okay, so we got Pre-Crisis Supergirl versus Flashpoint Wonder Woman. We have Ultra Boy versus Kingdom Come Jade.
Correct, sir.
Again, I don't. Yeah, I think that is Archie Ultra Boy. By the way,
I think it is too.
We have Harley Quinn versus Superwoman. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that seems a little uneven. And then we have an extremist taking out Catwoman back there.
Yep.
We have Pre-Crisis Batman versus Pre-Crisis Owlman. We have another uneven battle with Green Arrow. Some Green Arrow. You think it's Kingdom Come Green Arrow?
No. The Kingdom Come Green Arrow had a studded leather armor, and was bald and no hood. I think that's like from the Mike Grell era, Green Arrow, at that point.
Versus
it looks more like that.
Versus pre-crisis Captain Atom. And then we have Metamorpho versus somebody.
I think that's Ultraman from Earth 3.
Yeah, another uneven battle. We have, oh my goodness, we have Lex Luthor versus somebody with a jetpack. Val-El versus probably one of the most even battles. Val-El versus some version of Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmic Boy versus...
I think that's one of the extremists.
I think it's Dr. Psycho or something.
Might be.
We have Peter David Aquaman versus Ocean Master, some version. Rod versus Nightwing. There's an uneven one. We have Elongated Man versus some version of Hawkman. Gorgon. That, by the way, that character in Extremis is Gorgon, the one with the tentacle head.
Oh, very nice.
Versus Blue Beetle, New 52 Blue Beetle.
No, that's pre-crisis. Because he's from the same Earth as that Captain Atom.
Oh, okay. We have Kingdom Come Superman versus pre-New 52 Superman. And Starfire's fighting somebody off-panel. Did I miss anything?
The Owlman Batman.
Oh, Owlman Batman on there. His Fastback is fighting somebody down there, as is...
Pig Iron's down, looks like.
Pig Iron is down, and that is the ugliest drawing of Pig Iron I have ever seen.
Yeah, it took me a second to recognize it.
I'm currently reading Captain Atom in... Or not Captain Atom, excuse me, Captain Carrot in Showcase. So.
Yeah, I've got that. I need to read it, too.
Another two-page spread, and we have, what's her name? Montoya?
Inigo Montoya? No.
Future Wildcat.
Yes.
Deimos, call it off. And Wonder Girl comes running up. Are you working with him? No, my name is Yolanda. There's her name. My name is Yolanda. It's
well,
there right
there.
My face. And I'm not here to fight you. You heard Deimos. Johnny says, Power Ring, we kill those standing against him, and we live, and I don't want to die. And he's besorching somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, there's a lot of characters here. Wow. And then we have a couple
flashes. Who the hell is that?
We have a couple flashes taking out Johnny Quick and Power Ring from Earth 2, and we have Val-El taking out Gorgon, and we see Aquaman's hook, and I think you're right. I think that is the Kingdom Come Captain Marvel fighting with...
That makes more sense. You're absolutely right, since there's so many Kingdom Come people there.
Yeah, and he's fighting with the Kingdom Come Wonder Woman against the pre-crisis Superman.
Yep.
And that's why I thought of it, just simply because of who he's fighting with. And more fighty action... And more fighty action. Come on. And lots of fighty action. And then Telos goes, I don't think so. And he comes blasting up out of the ground after saving Grayson, Earth 2 Grayson. And Telos and Deimos go at it. And my wife is giving me a dirty look, and they're fighting, and we got a really cool panel with Captain Atom and pre-crisis Supergirl and Ultra Boy. Again, yeah, it's definitely...
Yep, you're absolutely right. The circle L on the belt gives it away.
Right there. And then we get a really cool panel with different versions of Superman and Supergirl and Martian Manhunter. Martian Manhunter. I don't know if I necessarily would have. Seems like an interesting. I would have put a bat. I mean, Batman seems like the obvious choice.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder why they didn't do that.
But there seems. I mean, there's other characters they could have done multiple versions of. But
uh-huh.
Hey, at least we got Electric Blue Superman.
Yeah. Can't forget that.
Electric then, Blue Boogaloo.
And. Let me see. We got some more fighty-fighty going on, and Parallax does what Parallax does best, which is get really selfish. And let me see. We got more fighty-fighty going on. And then we get some version of Lex Luthor. I don't know which version that is.
I never did figure that out. It doesn't look like any outfit I remember.
Yeah. And then a collection of women going at it. And there's Cheetah. Haven't seen her in a long time. Mm. Like, and we get, yeah, you're right. That is totally the Earth 2 Huntress, by the way. And we get more fighty-fighty going on. There's a lot of fighty-fighty in this issue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is a big, big slapdown.
It really is. And then Telos takes out all the quote-unquote bad guys. Even though some of them aren't bad guys, they're just fighting to save their own little piece of the world.
They're just misunderstood.
They're misunderstood. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sorry. Anyhow, the musical interlude. Mm-hmm. And they think they've got Deimos on the ropes, and he says, nothing can defeat me. And it's true.
Nothing.
Except for Parallax.
The power of Parallax.
Power of Parallax. He's only got one ring, though. What the heck?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of weird. Which, actually, he didn't even need that. He absorbed all the power.
Did he? I mean, but in the original version, didn't he still sport all the rings?
Well, yeah, that was right before he became Parallax. He killed a bunch of lanterns, and then he went to Oa and absorbed all the power out of it, and it was in within him. He didn't even need a ring. So that's not, you know, well, that, he might have been in a slice of time right before that. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. And he besorches Deimos, which is clearly the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. You destroyed him. And of course I did. Now revive our respective universes and send us all home, or I may be tempted to do the same to you. You understand, Deimos had observed the power of a group of time travelers. He just hadn't he had absolute control of history, past, present, and future. He just hadn't realized it. Now, what is this? And we get bleeding skies, like in
Forever. I think there's a crisis going on. Sorry.
That's all good. And
wait a minute, Supergirl's emblem is different.
That's weird, there, isn't it?
Yeah, where's the whatchamacallit, Oracle has her in his hand. It's a different house. It's not the House of El.
He's got the whole girl in his hand.
Anyway.
So he's, yeah, I don't know what, I don't even know if that doesn't look like the new 52 Superman. The S looks wrong.
She kind of had a funny looking S though in the very beginning. Like her S
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't really look like an S, but her S was.
Okay, that
always funny looking. This you're
the
right.
The guy with the white hair down there by the next week, the shocking conclusion. That he's a Green Lantern, but I'd never seen him before. But anyway, yeah, that reminds me of what they were doing during Man of Steel, where they were showing you could go on some webpage and plug stuff in, and then this is what house you're in, and it would give you a symbol based on that, and that's what that looks like. It's like she's in a different. She's not an L. She's a different house of Krypton. That's what it looks like to me, and I didn't notice it before.
The House of X.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's an Xavier.
Anyway.
So they're all getting rescued by Oracle, who's breaking apart, and lots of red skies, and all of reality is breaking up, and everyone is unconscious except for these super twins.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those panels where I think I question their choice of characters who are surviving along with other characters who are very, 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 very invulnerable.
Uh-huh.
Like Green Arrow and Adam Strange and even Animal Man and Girl.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I necessarily would.
Well, they're unconscious. They could be dead, just not destroyed.
All right. And I don't know who the goat-headed guy is over on the left.
That's one of the Red Lanterns. Okay. I don't know his name.
Yeah, I don't know any of their names. In any case, next week, The Shock Illusion.
And here we are. It's next week already. Convergence number 8. Da, da, da.
Sweet.
Hold on. Let me reset my read view on here. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is all kinds of... Everybody did pencils on this.
Awesome. Adam covered, by the way.
Yes, it is. You got... it's either Barry Allen, original Barry Allen, or the other Flash. You got Superman and Lois. You got Parallax with a big hand. Very end of Crisis number 12-ish, which you'll find more about that later. Supergirl, pre-Crisis Supergirl as well. And I don't have any of the variant covers, so sorry for that. So you got Jeff King and Scott Lobdell. Steven Segoia, Carlo Paglia, Eduardo Pancia, sorry that was terrible, Carlo Pagulian, and Ethan Van Sciver pencils. Not all at once, I imagine, but bits and pieces.
I don't think they could fit Ethan Van Sciver's ego in with everybody else at the same time.
Well, I didn't know he had. Okay. I think I've heard that. All of a sudden, you're standing there, red skies, and you got Parallax standing in front, which doesn't have a ring now all of a sudden.
No, he does have rings on, doesn't he? It looks like he does.
It's just energy coming from standing. I could be wrong. You got Earth 2 Grace, Dick Grayson. You got Yolanda. You got a version of Dr. Fate all of a sudden appeared from nowhere. I do believe that is a Earth 2 Dr. Fate. You got pre-Crisis Superman, or pre-Flashpoint, if you want to go that way. Telos is standing behind him, and he's Parallax is saying he's doing his handy, glowy Kirby Crackle thing. We've been brought here from parallel worlds and alternate timelines, from the past and the present and the future, to fight one another for survival. So wasting our time on someone as insignificant as Demios annoys me. Fate says, yes, you have killed Demios Parallax, but you have also sealed our fate. And the title is Last Stand. Dun-dun-dun. Cue the ominous music. All right, let's do a roll call real quick. We've got...
I'm Murray.
Yes, Murray, exactly. I've noticed they switched things around just a tad, because you got... you got pre-Crisis Superman standing there, and back behind him is Dawnstar and the Ultra Boy from later on, in which I never remember him having a great big, huge, gigantic bull riding belt buckle like that. But
did any Convergence Legion of Superheroes number 1?
Oh, he did. Finish all that. Yeah. Okay, so you got the question. Oh, you got Pre-Crisis Supergirl, and
don't forget
you got
Sunboy.
Yeah, Sunboy. I thought I said Sunboy.
Oh, okay, sorry.
My bad. You got from Earth 4 the question. I'm using pre-crisis terms, by the way. This will come in later, for those that you don't know. Captain Atom and Blue Beetle. You got a Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, pre-crisis. John Stewart as well. You got Harley Quinn. You got some guy in a mask behind the Superman from New Earth 2. Val. You got Earth 2 Johnny Quick. Oh, wait a minute. Not Johnny Quick. You got two Jay Garrick's Flashes. One from Earth 2 and one from New Earth 2.
Mm-hmm. Original.
Does that make sense? Yeah, the Golden Age Flash. Let's put it that way. That's
New
who that
Coke
is.
Versus Old Coke.
And we're up there. Let's see. We go over to Dr. Fate, Golden Age. We'll say that. You got Batman Incorporated Batman, which is right before Flashpoint. Stephanie blah, blah.
Brown.
Who? Brown, yes. Stephanie Brown, Purple Batgirl. You have a great big, huge old R on Robin, but that's Damian. You got Tim Drake back in his Red Robin outfit in the original one that looks like Kingdom Come. You have a Tom Mandrake drawn, John Ostrander written Martian Manhunter standing there with that outfit. You got Elongated Man. By Red Robin, you have the second Batgirl that was retconned into Black Bat, which is Sandra Cain, yes, Cassandra Cain, which is actually a public domain character, by the way, because Dynamite's publishing a Black Bat character right now. You got Plastic Man there. You got the Cry for Justice, Roy Harper, back behind a well-endowed Starfire. God bless you, George Perez. You got a Donna Troy in her Starry outfit, not in the hair, though, this time. You have a Nightwing, which is probably second version of the costume, because it's got the extra white collar.
No, that would be first version. Wait a minute, why would it be second version? I thought the big collar was first version.
It was, but if you look at those, the yellow on there, they're actually raised, look like they're raised like real wings. He had a winged costume, a flying costume for a while.
Ah.
That's just my guess. You got Raven with blue skin, so that, God knows what Raven that is. You got Swamp Thing, that's probably a pre-crisis changeling as well. How'd I do?
I think you nailed them all. All
right. So we got some things. Dunster says, I saw a pathway home, but it disappeared. Fate's telling him, dude, some crap things happened. It unleashed a bunch of power. And you know, as most people might have said, Damien says, the what from the who? Anyway, Fate says, the power that once resided in the time travelers is returning to the core of this planet. It will soon ignite. The convergence of worlds will become a proverbial bullet that will shatter the multiverse.
Is it just my imagination, or did Dr. Fate just kind of come out of nowhere in this
story?
He
did. He was never in any other issue in this series. Not even the one from Earth 2 was in this, as far as I remember.
He was in there was a version of him in the Justice Society convergence issues, but that's... He just
I haven't got to that, so...
It's awesome.
Yeah, so...
All right.
And we'll just call it a fluctuations in subspace that's causing this, which is the standard Star Trek explanation. Parallax is saying, it can be stopped. I can save us. And John Stewart says, how, Jordan? And this is a... I forgot Wonder Woman. She was standing right there. That's probably a pre-crisis Wonder Woman. And she says, I know this Hal Jordan. He can't be trusted. And that's how I think that. And if he's going, I know what's best, blah, 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 which is exactly what he said during Zero Hour. Telos is telling him, if you did, you would have rendered him unconscious rather than kill him. And Telos takes a hold of him. He continues on, Demios may have destroyed many of the men and women that service the time stream. There are others we can turn to. Even now I can sense them on their way. Heroes. Jordan is Parallax. He's saying, gather all the landings and free me. I'll take their rings and what? Another 0 hour level event? No more reality bending from you. That was quite the scolding, wasn't it? He told him. The Jay Garrick from Earth 2, the new Earth 2, I can feel the vibrational frequency of this world accelerating, and the, Golden Age Flash, Jay Garrick says, me too, it's subtle, but it's growing. Earth 2, Dick Grayson, that's getting confusing, isn't it? The new Earth 2, Dick Grayson says, what's that mean? It means the countdown has begun. Hey, there's another. Did they say crisis somewhere in here? Did they're trying to put all the words?
They're all there.
Are they?
They're
there. So anyway, a countdown has begun. Yuck, yuck. That's 52 done right, man, in case you're wondering. And if I excuse my ignorance, I haven't finished all the convergence tie-ins, but about this time, you got Wave Rider, you got, I think her name's Gold Star, and Booster Gold show up.
Yep, that's from the Booster, they come in from the end of the Booster Gold Convergence time.
Okay, okay, yeah, I just haven't got to those. I've read about half of all of them, I think.
As a Legion fan, you should check it out.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to. I plan on. I saw Dan Juergens posting a picture from it. I will definitely look at it. Cool. Just been too busy. This work thing keeps bugging me. You know, it just keeps coming in and saying, hey, you got to get up. You got to go at this place at this time and do things. And it's a pain in the ass.
Work.
Yeah.
Do what I do. I don't give a shit for a week.
Oh, I believe me, I've done that. I'm still catching up from that.
Okay.
Let's see. Booster Gold says, and let's hope we're not too late. Name's Booster Gold, for those of you who didn't know. This is Wave... Oh, well, okay. This is Wave Rider, my sister, Gold Star. If this really is the end of time, we wanted to be with you and face it together. Oh, how nice. We're going to all hug and... Oh, wait. Wave Rider says...
That's the kumbaya moment.
Yeah, exactly. Wave Rider continues, the temporal energy is too powerful for one of us to absorb, but there is someone else who can. And we're taking a risk, but it's this or absolute destruction.
And Wave by the Rider's, way, spoilers, it turns out Wave Rider is a version of Booster Gold.
Really? I never would have thought of that. I have the ability to see the future. I've witnessed many timelines that have all ended in tragedy. I do not see any future now, but we can make one with Brainiac's help. And all of a sudden, the big old T-Sphere shows up with Brainiac inside, the Swamp Thing version of Brainiac, with the funky face. You know, the Earth 2, the new Earth 2 people are freaking out. Hey, are you insane? Brainiac is the one who created this mess in the first place. Earth 2 Green Lantern, Alan Scott, saying, hey, we brought us here from our respective worlds to act out some kind of mad experiment. Wave Rider's freedom! Everyone, attack! And then Heat Vision flies. And, yeah. And there's Explodey. And he's... Brainiac says, no, I'll destroy all of you. And, pre-Crisis Superman. And then what, Brainiac? You'll be destroyed along the rest of reality. I thought you were the most intelligent being in the universe. And he says, universes. Yeah, he's very, very humble. I want to be the most intelligent in the universe, the multiverse. Am I? What am I now? Oh, that's all we need. It's an identity crisis. Anyway, like you tell us, I am not who I was. I feel pain now. I feel loss. And he says, Kolu. Brainiac, you need to help us stabilize this planet. If you don't... I know, Telos, my servant. My experiments have failed. I was not always this monster. And then you see some flashbacky stuff. I was once the designated Brainiac from the planet Kolu, and I traveled across the universe seeking to collect knowledge. But when I observed the flashpoint and survived it, I thought for something more. To become something more. So I set upon the universe. I was the Brainiac. I wasn't the Brainiac you deserved. Sorry.
You don't go to war with the Brainiac you want. You go to war. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. I traveled to the edge of the universe, edge of the source and beyond it. I broke into the multiverse and saw a glimmer of this monster before you in the skies. And it shows, I saw other Brainiacs. And it shows different versions of Superman fighting different versions of Brainiacs. I saw me and those reading of me, back to multiversity, and others staring back at me. I don't have any idea who that chick is, but she's staring at that wonderful picture of the multiverse that they made for multiversity. I reached into the multiverse for more power, back in time, and then to evolve as the monitors had. But I was caught, and they're showing the monitor and anti-monitor from Crisis. And then we see, but I was caught in a storm caused by a boy, and you see Superboy Prime hitting the multiverse wall, which that would be Infinite Crisis. And lost in the Terran reality created by a monster, which is from 52, I reemerged in a new reality, transformed into this creature, and I do believe that is the new 52 version of Earth. Wow. It hurts your brain. My body lost to the cancerous growth caused by exposure to the multiverse. I wish to return to what I was. Help me. And the new Earth 2 Dick Grayson says, help you? After all you've put us through? Telos says, no, Dick. Don't lose your compassion. Not now. At what could be the end? Maybe the end is what it takes to see your mistakes. And he Telos reaches out and touches Brainiac's incredibly large finger. And then about that time, our universe, and you see there's a new 52 Superman with red swirlies around him, and Supergirl's back, and she says, is everyone back home? She says, back on Earth, and to their respective worlds, even the Red Lanterns had loved ones they wanted to say goodbye to. Is this goodbye?
What is the Red World? I've been wondering what the Red World is.
I have no idea. That doesn't make much sense, because it goes away after a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he's like a linchpin or something. That's what they're. She doesn't have it. But anyway, goodbye. We need to hope, Kara. Whoever's fighting the good fight down there wins. I could have swore he was on there, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's because the universe is changing. That's why he's got it. So anyway, you see some characters, and in the forefront, you see. Supergirl from Crisis, pre-Crisis. Brainiac is standing there all regally with his leg propped up, and I'm severing Telos' tie to this world and taking it for my own. I will channel the temporal energy.
Thank God for the cod piece, because that toes, yeah. Who knows what we would have seen.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see a Brainiac, you know, member. I channel the temporal energy within it and return you to your homes. It is the only way to reset the universe. So basically, all the different Earths are being domed backed up, and it looks like the people that were dead are brought back to life, because I remember seeing in the bottom right-hand corner of that panel the Justice Riders getting killed. So apparently they're back to life.
They got killed real good early on. Yeah.
Temporal energy is a cool thing, people. So you got, all of a sudden, let's see, I'm getting tired of saying all this stuff, because it's not going to matter in a minute. You got heroes all over the place, but yep. Notably you see Lois Lane with Superman's baby, it would be pre-Crisis, I believe, and the Earth 2 people are going, the new Earth 2, are saying, hey, what about us? You destroy, you know, our Earth is bloated up. They say, choose a universe, and I will send it to you. Choose a universe? I want ours. My son is still out there. So he says, all that concerns me is divesting myself of this power and a chance that will return me to normal. I am funneling the temporal energy in. No, there is something blocking me from sending everyone home. And he says, the first crisis. Okay. People that don't know about this, because this was spoiled on the internet like 15 minutes after this issue came out. So if you don't know what's happened here and you want to read it in Convergence yourself, stop now. Okay, we'll continue.
I'm stopping.
Okay, now, spoilery. The first crisis, it's too strong. If it's not changed, the multiverse will once again collapse and into one universe. Now, I admit, when I read this the first time, this was so kind of slow and nonsensical that I didn't even catch this the first time. I actually had to read the spoiler on the internet to fully grasp the concept. Maybe I was asleep when I read it. I don't know. So he continues, Supergirl and the Flash, I must send you back to your timeline, your fates. And he's talking to the pre-crisis Flash and Supergirl. We know our fates, Brainiac. If this is the only way to restore their multiverse and save everyone, we'll do it like we did before. And for people that don't know, they got killed.
High-profile deaths.
Very high-profile. On the front of the cover, not one of those, you know, cover, the what's on the cover doesn't happen in issue. Yeah, it actually happened. And they've been dead for quite a while. What, 30 years? Yeah, 30 years.
Wow.
It's a long time. He says, you know your destiny when you are sent back, Flash. Many of you will return to your desk, to worlds with no tomorrow. Pre-Crisis Superman says, we're going there too, aren't we? So don't send us back to our timeline. Send us with them, Brainiac. We may die, but we will die fighting. About that time, Parallax, you know, gets his butt up off the floor, and he says, "You don't have to go with Barry Superman. I'm going with him." And Pre-Crisis Supergirl says, "You? I don't want to go back to my universe. I know you don't believe me, but I want a chance at redemption." Which, you know, anybody that's read Final, what was it? The one with the sun going out?
Final Night.
Final Night, that's it. I knew it was something final. Maybe I can help save Supergirl and the Flash, and where else is trouble in that timeline? I want a shot. Barry Allen says, "I don't know what happened to Hal or what he went through, but we don't have anything to lose. Just the respect of all your readers, people." "I'm going too, but you have to send Lois and my son somewhere safe, Brainiac." "Clark, you don't have to do the Superman. This is the Earth, new Earth 2 Superman, the Val-El. You have family there. We're going with you." Okay, the poor baby. He doesn't get a chance to vote. It's crap, man. I can't put you two in danger. Huh?
I said bogus.
Yeah, I can't put you two in danger. Not like that, Lois. If you're going, there is no danger. You always save the day. This might be different. We stand together. Those were our vows when we got married. What do we need to do, Brainiac? He's holding on to his family there. "I will send you back to the first crisis. You must prevent the collapse of the multiverse. Then everything will reset and return to what it was before I brought you all here." And Barry Allen Flash says, "What are we waiting for? Let's go save the multiverse." So, good thing they brought Lois Lane along. In an instant, I can tell, Brainiac says. Okay, so now we get this picture here. And, interesting. And they have done it. And let's see here. Yeah.
No, don't do it, Chris. Don't do it. Don't fall for it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, so I'll just guess a little bit here. They're showing and I know there's a thing on the web that shows all this, but I'm not going to look it up real quick. You got all these different universes, okay? And these are all mostly Elseworlds books.
Mm-hmm.
You got, like, when Bruce Wayne got the ring instead of Hal Jordan, things like that. You got Pirates, Batman, you got the Justice Riders, and from what it looks like, and so then they show in the background kind of, I don't know what word I'm looking for. Oh, hey, you know what? I understand that now. Anyway, they show an older version of this universe, and then they show what it's going to look like, and that's kind of what you got. And they've done it for a couple of pages. Reality stabilizing. You got, Atomic Knight's universe is that one that was in Multiversity. Earth Prime's in there. You got the Earth 2. Our Golden Age Earth 2 is now the current Earth 2. They kind of changed that around. You got the, they merged universes, basically. Some of these old universes. And they kind of give you a look. You got the Crime Syndicate from Earth 3, the Earth 4 Blue Beetle and all that, they look like the one that was in Multiversity. And really, I think that's kind of what they've done.
I don't like this version of Captain Carrot and his crew. I like
it looks too new looking.
Yeah.
Not very cartoon. It's kind of, supposedly they're like modernizing those older versions, whatever. So, basically, if you didn't catch it, they have made the crisis didn't happen, is what they're saying now. And everything's on the table, as Didio said. But is it really? That's a whole other discussion. Bernac, and now I can rest. Already I'm being pulled back to my reality, to Earth Zero, which is that map, designation, where I will be restored. But first, this planet must be cleansed. No trace of the cities or their coronal energy must remain. Brainiac, wait, these people, that's Telos talking. I have the knowledge and they existed. That is all that matters. And so crap starts to happen. People are holding hands, and there's like a nuclear thing. But Green Lantern from that Earth was able to save them in his doohickey, and basically that planet was reset. And thanks to Telos, and they're talking, yay. They go out and they find the all the Earth 2 people from the Life Arcs, including, you know, Dick Grayson's son. And that's how they end it. Bum, bum, bum.
That's how they end it. And again, they still have Superman and Supergirl floating around in space watching the whole thing.
Exactly. So, I believe they are Earth Zero. The new 52 universe is Earth Zero now. I think. I don't really have any idea. So, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
30th anniversary of the Crisis. The Crisis no longer exists.
I hope that if they do other stories that they say, okay, this is, and everything's supposed to be in continuity, but I kind of hope they designate that this is Earth whatever and this is Earth whatever.
I think the only continuity is going to be in each individual book. Because the Justice League book that is that Geoff Johns is writing is different than the one that Brian Hitch, Justice League of America book that Brian Hitch is writing, from what I've read.
Yes,
maybe. Yeah,
right.
I think they'll still be a main. They'll still be a main DC continuity. There'll just be lots of little.
Well, yeah, that'll be the new 52 one, but I think some of this stuff, like, well, the Batmite book, for example, that doesn't fit anywhere.
No, and it shouldn't. But again, that's the same thing. I mean, sort of, you know, pre-Crisis, they had the two Earth 2 books, mm-hmm. and then they also had Captain Carrot over there, and they had occasionally they would, you know, pop out with a Command-D type book or something like that, but there was mm-hmm. always the main DC Universe with, you know, the Justice mm-hmm. League and Superman's and the Batman and the Wonder Woman's. So I just hope there's something that says, okay, this is, if I don't know, maybe not. Maybe they'll just assume that we're smart enough to figure it out ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that Justice League book from Geoff Johns,
mm-hmm.
oh, number 41 was so good.
Yeah, I can't wait to read it. I'm a couple issues good. Behind on that.
Oh, my God. It's mm-hmm. the best. Oh, my God. I can't believe how great it was.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading it.
It's a good one.
Well, I do think we have kicked the crap out of this series. What do you guys think? What?
Yeah, sure. And let me see. What else good came out of it? Action Comics is good. Omega Men is awesome.
Yeah, I have to agree. And I don't know if you noticed or not, but this week's Convergence sale in Comixology, you can get the entire Omega Men, the first Omega Men series, for 99 cents a piece. So $40.
Yeah, I saw that. I picked up the Dr. Fate series.
I thought about that. So anyway, good books there.
Yeah, what have I picked up? I picked up Bizarro. Loved it.
Bizarro.
I picked up Omega Men. I want to like it, but...
Yeah.
The art's pretty. I know. Lots of people really liked it. I don't know. I'll give it the first arc. I like the ending. That gives me hope. And we'll see. I mean, I think it'll read better for me mm-hmm. in a couple of issue chunks. Once I get a few issues under my belt, I think I'll like it.
I can see that. The style of writing on it is a little it's different.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in an alien language for 8 pages, which is not a great introduction.
Oh, I think that's what makes it good, because I like trying to figure out what's going on.
Kyle. Omega. No. Give me words.
You know, the other one you should pick up if you didn't is Action Comics 41.
Ooh,
I went back and got that because I want to. I'm for so, that really intrigued me.
And Green Arrow 41 lives up to the 8-page preview.
Does it good because I bought it too.
So does Starfire. Starfire is amazing. Yeah,
that's not my kind of deal. I
everybody no. had, it's this so week. Good. I haven't got to get. Okay, I'll get there.
It's good and it's pretty and it's so good.
Well, yeah, it looks like it'd be pretty, but I don't know. I just don't see that.
I'll get but there.
Who knows? I might read it.
It's great.
All right. We really need to talk about. I think our next topic should be what the all new, all different Marvel universe is going to be. I just found on Marvel's website. Apparently, they're doing a two issue. Series talking about all the differences, and it's got covers showing the brand new Iron Man that Brian Michael Bendis and an artist that I can't think of is going to do, redoing that character from scratch. And it shows, looks like an old Steve Rogers back in the USA agent outfit and the Falcon Captain America standing there, so looks like they're going to stick with that.
I'm curious how Bendis is only doing one book. The guy does like 5 books a month normally, and now he's going to be down to one.
I'm not really sure how that's all going to work out, but one of the things of note, Daredevil seems to have a new outfit. It's like really, 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 really dark red with lighter red boots and gloves. And I see a, looks like, you know, it's Doctor Strange with a great big-ass battle axe. And it looks like they're going to make...
Hey, that's his wife. He doesn't like to refer to it.
But you got Old Man Logan standing there, and you got, looks like X-23 with the original Wolverine outfit.
Yep.
So, and there's just other things that look interesting. Female Thor still there, but yeah. So I don't know. I'll be interested because they won't say it's a reboot, but we all know it really is because they've I'm way behind on Secret Wars, but you know this is definitely a reboot.
We'll see.
I think it is, dude. I'm sorry.
We'll see.
Not supposed to be. Supposed to be a. Supposed to be everything still counts.
Okay, whatever.
We'll see. We'll see.
I don't write the press releases. I just read them.
Oh, no, I don't. All right, let's wrap this up. We are, as always, you can send an email to podcast@talesfromwombox.com. I went completely blank there for a minute. I'm sorry about that. Or you can join us on a Facebook page and let us know what you think there. Or you can make comments on the actual episode and let us know what you think there. And that's about it for this week. And we are out.
All righty.
All right.
Thanks, guys.